Hello, friends. Welcome. This is a new episode of Too Scared to Sleep. My name is Dylan, and over there we've got Jake.
My name is Jake, and I hope you're ready for us to fuck some shit up.
Oh, boy.
Because we're about to start Power Hour on WKRX. Greater Cincinnati! All the metal hits!
Hail Satan!
That's right. Oh, I love it. I love it. Okay, we've been messing around. We've been dicking around for 2 hours now. without even recording, but it's been great.
Yeah, we were watching Rampage.
Rampage with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
What's funny about that is that we just talked about this when I used to have to go. When I was a kid, we went to Pistol Pete's Pizza. One of the games that we used to play was Rampage. You didn't even know. That was based off a video game.
I had no idea. I've never played that before. I'd never heard of it.
Yeah. So we played Rampage. So I knew. I mean, it's really stupid. The movie is so stupid, but at the same time, it's based off of a video game. So it's obvious that it's going to be stupid.
And it's starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Dwayne The Rock doing his smolder.
God, the fucking smolder.
The smolder. It gets me every time. But yeah, we just did that. I can't believe you haven't watched Godzilla vs. Kong. If I had known you hadn't watched that, we would have watched that instead. Because if we're going to watch two kaiju kick the shit out of each other, we might as well, you know, have some name brand instead of off brand. Great value kaiju.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think about it. We were just, you know, you were in the middle of watching the movie, or I guess at the beginning.
Oh, yeah, and it's like it's Dr. Zhivago. We can't pause it. We have to watch the whole thing.
Exactly. I didn't want to interrupt your video gaming. But, yeah, I haven't seen Godzilla vs. Kong. I'll probably watch that tonight, maybe. I get bored easy, so.
I hope you edit this episode later on tonight.
I've got time. I'll probably just wait and do that Monday night at midnight.
I'll tell you what. And I don't know why we haven't thought about this yet, but everybody's got a kaiju, right? I mean, obviously the kaiju started in Japan.
Yes.
Paul Bunyan is an American kaiju.
Yeah.
And I don't know why we haven't had a Paul Bunyan movie where he goes ape shit and tears things up and destroys. How is it that we had Godzilla versus Kong, but we didn't have Godzilla versus Paul Bunyan?
We have to wait to let the series get a little bit more Fast and the Furious, where they go from like just a cop movie about cars into Dwayne The Rock Johnson fighting Idris Elba, who's a cyborg, superhuman. I don't even know. Fuck those movies.
I'm glad that you brought that up because I cannot believe they're about to make a ninth movie in this movie, this movie series. Fast and Furious 9 is about to come out. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't even count Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah. Which I haven't seen yet because I, for a while, didn't want to see on principle. But now what I want to do is watch the first Fast and the Furious and then immediately afterwards watch Hobbs and Shaw and just see how far from the light of God they've strayed.
Oh, it's so far off.
Because that shit is fucking ridiculous.
It's really weird. The last time I watched a Fast and Furious movie all the way through was the Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift, which was the third one in the series. Which means
that was a long time ago.
Six of these movies. Now, I watched Hobbs and Shaw because we went to go see it after work one time. And it was just one of those things where we used to have that VIP subscription to Alamo Drafthouse. And so we could go see as many movies as we wanted to. But that was the last time. They've made 10 of these movies, if you count Hobbs and Shaw in them. And I have seen exactly 3 of them in my entire life. That's it. I've missed all of the rest of them. I don't even know what's going on.
There are, I just looked it up, 13 Fast and the Furious movies.
How are there 13?
Because spinoffs. So there's Fast and the Furious, Too Fast, Too Furious, yes. Turbocharged, the prelude to Fast and Furious.
I have never heard of that one or seen it.
Neither have I. Then you got Tokyo Drift, you've got the 2009 Fast and Furious, then you got Fast 5. The rest of these fucking things. I'm trying to get the whole list here. Hold on. Here we go. Okay. Fast 5, Fast and Furious 6, Furious 7, Fate of the Furious, Hobbs and Shaw, Fast and Furious 9, which will be out soon. And then they already, of course, have 10 and 11 planned out. There's also one called Los Bandoleros.
Ooh. Appealing to the Latin American audience.
From 2009. Oh, okay. I don't think this one counts.
No.
It's a 20-minute thing.
No.
Okay, but it
doesn't count.
It is actually the whole cast, though.
Shut up.
Vin Diesel, Sung Kang, Michelle Rodriguez.
You know what's funny? What I just read about, you know, Tokyo Drift. It's got a character named Han, right?
Yeah.
Did you know that his name in the series is Han Solo?
Is it really?
Yes. Han Solo.
Are you fucking kidding?
I just read that. That's crazy. Oh, enough about that bullshit.
God. I hate that.
You got your kilt.
I did. I got my kilt. My mom and stepdad got me a kilt from Amazon. It's a Utila kilt, so it's got pockets on pockets on pockets, mm-hmm. and I fucking love it. I wore it today, got some weird stares at a gas station, but you know what? It's all in the confidence. I don't give a shit. Wore my bright white boots, my brand new WKRX t-shirt,
I'm seeing
and my
look.
Kilt.
Here's what I was going to say. You came to my house, and I said, why aren't you wearing your kilt? And you said, well, I didn't want to be sitting across from you, and you could see at my kilt. And I was like, I'm never going to look at your kilt, but honestly, the way that you're sitting right now, I would be able to see all the way up your kilt, and I am so glad.
Yeah, I did this for you, Jake. I did this for you.
You did not wear your kilt tonight, because you can never wear your kilt when we record, because there's way too much...
Exactly. I'm
way
not
too
even
much
like,
real estate of yours.
I'm not
that I
like
can see man right
spreading.
Now.
Like, just my natural state is just sitting with my legs a little bit apart. And it's, I'm telling you, I knew it was going to be like a straight shot. Oh, it was going to be there, and you couldn't help but look. And then you were going to regret it. And it was going to bring a weird energy to this podcast that I don't want to
weirder
happen.
Weirder energy.
Yeah.
It's funny because your mom, it was because I was messaging your mom, and she was asking me before the, after your birthday party last week, she was asking me what you got. And whether or not anyone had gotten you the kilt, which is how I knew that you were going to get it. And I was like, no, no one got the kilt. And we were talking back and forth. And I talked to her about you helping me with my bike. And I was like, I couldn't have done it without him. And she's like, oh, Dylan's such a nice boy. And he does that all the time and everything. And then she says, because your mom rides bikes.
Yeah.
Your dad rides bikes. Mm-hmm. She says to me, I'm so proud of you both. And it got me in the fields.
I remember that. Yeah.
It
you told me about
got
that.
Me. Because... From my dad rides bikes, and you know, obviously he doesn't want to see me get hurt anymore. My mom has never ridden a motorcycle, and she's just scared of the whole idea. But your mom being proud of us for fixing my bike and being proud of me for not being afraid to get back on my bike got me in the feels like you would not believe.
Which reminds me, my mom says hi. I just saw her today.
See? Exactly. Trying not to cry over here. Grown-ass man. Still needs some positive reinforcement from the parental figures in my life, even though I'm a parental figure myself. Anyway, enough about that.
Yeah, that is pretty funny. She was telling me about that, and I remember you mentioning that she said that she was proud of us both, and you were like, oh.
I know. Oh, there's something in my eye right now.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, God. Is this, am I having a heart attack, or is this pride that I feel? Anyway, I had the strangest, grossest lucid dream ever. I hate lucid dreams.
Oh, no.
I hate lucid dreams. There was a dog-sized cockroach on the table, on the dining room table.
What?
At this dinner. Like, Labrador-sized cockroach. And we were eating off of this thing.
You were eating off of the
yes,
bug?
They were carving bits of it off, and it looked like sausage, like barbecue sausage, sausage links, and the fucking thing was still alive, and it was the grossest. I don't know what I did, what I ate, what I watched. How did that come into my mind? That is the most bizarre of all dreams that I have ever had.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
It was disgusting. What and I the hated fuck? It. I hated myself for having that dream. I wanted to throw up.
Oh my God.
Oh, I wanted
man.
To throw up.
That is. What?
It was so gross.
Oh, that's so weird.
Enough about that. You should watch Hobbs and Shaw. It's not that bad. And that, that actress Vanessa Kirby is so hot in that movie.
Mm, that's true.
She is so good looking. You've never seen a Bond movie?
Oh, yeah.
We were talking about that, too.
I revealed this to Jake. As much as I love movies, I have never seen a single James Bond movie.
That is so bizarre. There's like... Okay, first of all, there's 27 movies, I think. Jesus. There's at least 10 of them on Amazon Prime. I don't know how you haven't seen any of them.
I just don't think about it, you know?
My God. Have you ever watched any Westerns?
Yeah, but not a lot. I'm not a big Western guy.
My dad's old enough that we watched a lot of Westerns. Samurai movies. I hope you've watched the good Samurai movies, like Yojimbo and Seven Samurai.
I've seen Seven Samurai.
Oh, my God. Those are classics. Anything Kurosawa.
Yes. There are 26 James Bond films, and I have seen zero of those 26.
I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you live that long.
I don't know. I am 22 years of age.
You could have watched one every year.
And I haven't done it.
Did you read about this? The Pentagon confirms leaked photos and video of unidentified flying objects.
Yeah, my mom actually sent me an email about that with the pyramid-shaped one. Yeah.
Yep, they said it's an unidentified flying object. We don't know what it is. They're calling them UAPs now, unidentified aerial phenomena. But I like UFOs.
I mean, UFOs, the classic. Let's go with
the old schools. What? Aaron Rodgers is going to be the Jeopardy host? I hope not.
Who the fuck is that?
Oh my God, really? He's the quarterback for the Green Bay fucking Packers.
Do I look like I know who the fucking anybody is on the Green Bay Packers?
Aaron Rodgers, fuck discount you. Double check.
I've never seen this man before in my life.
Oh my God.
I don't, so he does weird. Have kind of a familiar face, but I know literally nothing about sports. I could not give less of a shit.
I can see that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Anyway, enough about that. I'm sorry. That's all I got. What? We saw each other last week. It was a lot of fun at your birthday party. We already talked about this. It was great times.
Yes, that was just a delight. I'm still thinking about it. Very good. The Chuck E. Cheese pizza, as good as it was fresh, doesn't reheat that well, but not the worst. Still sorry. Ate some of it.
I've already decided next year for your birthday, we're going to get a bouncy house.
God,
bouncy
I'm castle. So fucking excited for that. You honestly have no idea.
If we can work it out, we need to do the bouncy house plus the inflatable bull riding machine.
Ooh.
And the sumo suits.
Yes.
We could probably just buy the sumo suits.
Yeah.
They can't be that expensive. We'll look it up.
Probably not. That would be... That's cool kind of, as hell.
We're going to have another super soft birthday party for you next year, and it's going to be it's going to be bouncy house.
The last time I was in a bouncy house was at, I believe, a Halloween party at, I think it was my friend Anna's house. I think it was at her house. And then we waited till everybody had cleared out of the bouncy house, and me and my friend Miguel decided that we were going to go into the bouncy house and have a fist fight. We weren't mad at each other. We just wanted to fight. And so we just decided to go into the bouncy house, and we kind of kicked the shit out of each other. It ended when he punched me in the nose just right, and I got a bloody nose, because that was when I was getting really easy bloody noses. So we decided to stop so we wouldn't get blood all in this bouncy house. But that was the last time I was in a bouncy house, so who's going to fight me next?
I think you know who. Player 2 has entered the game. You serious right now?
Yeah.
People would pay money to see us kick the shit out of each other.
I'm sure they would.
I'm not sure you're aware of this.
You're going to get it.
But I work out like 5 times a week just so that we could have a fight. Have you seen these gains that I have?
That is true. You make an excellent point.
Have you seen these gains?
Ooh, man's taking me to the gun show right now.
I can talk some shit right now. I have transformed myself from a year and a half ago. I really have. Remember how big? Remember how doughy I used to be and I didn't have a bike?
That's true. And now you have a motorcycle. I didn't have a
beard back there either, but man, man. I am fucking some shit up right now.
Hell yeah. Take that bitch to the gun show.
To the gun show. Oh, I hate when people say that's so douchey. But at the same time, I have been working out a lot, and I do have biceps like I didn't have before.
You do. I have been recently, when I remember to do it, trying to do like some in-home workouts. It's just simple shit, just because I don't have a great attention span or a desire to do physical things. But I have lost some weight and gained a little bit of like definition in the chest and arms area, so that's kind of neat. Not at all muscular. I'm still a little squishy man, but you know.
Well, you have a year before we have this fight.
I'm going to do my fucking Rocky Insomniacs montage.
I know. Oh, I just... Yeah, because I was watching... I can tell you this without spoiling, but I was watching the most recent episode of Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Oh, yeah.
And I was working out in here, and they did a workout montage, and I just kept saying, workout montage! Workout montage! As I'm working out, too, I was like, oh, workout montage!
Hell Insomniacs, yeah.
You have a year to plan to be here in San Antonio for Dylan's next super soft birthday party, where we're going to rent inflatables and we're going to kick the shit out of each other in a bouncy house.
Man, hold on. Let me see here. April of next year, April 9th. It's going to be Saturday. I was really hoping it was going to be Sunday so I could do Sunday.
We'll have your birthday on Sunday.
All right.
Sunday. Super soft birthday party.
Be there or be square.
Sponsored by WKRX, Greater Cincinnati. Oh my God, it's going to be so bad.
We both have to get WKRX sleeveless shirts.
I'm going to buy one. Yeah.
And then just beat the shit out of each other like that.
Oh, yeah. We should get those big, those oversized boxing gloves like they use in the Tough Man competitions.
Ooh, yeah. Wow, this is some good ideas.
Oh, my God. We should be writing these things down.
It's all in.
There are probably at least five people on this entire planet of 8 billion people who would want to be there to watch this happen.
But you know what? We're going to give those five a fucking show.
If my brothers knew that I was going to get into a fight like this and possibly get the shit kicked out of me, they would make it there. Yeah. They're the kind of guys who would never support me in any other way except for that sort of thing. Like, wait, he's gonna get his ass kicked? Let's be there for that.
Hell yeah, man. I can't wait, because when you get in a bouncy house, you can get some like trick shots. I know, you can
get some ups.
You feel like fucking Superman.
I already had enough motivation to keep working out, but now
I have
workout montage.
As soon as we leave here, I'm gonna go to Planet Fitness and get a membership.
I'm sure you are. I'm gonna start holding my breath for that right now.
All right, well, yeah, I'm not going to do that tonight.
Planet Fitness is so far from your house, from where you live.
It's not that far.
You're never going to go.
It's not that far.
Are you really going to go to Planet Fitness?
I used to have a Planet Fitness membership.
Workout montage.
Because I'm not going to spend the money to get all this in-home workout equipment when I have one room.
Just search on YouTube bodyweight exercises.
That's true. Yeah, I do some, like, in-home
workout montage.
I want to get some of those, like, big-ass weight. I want my workout montage to be Ben Affleck's workout montage from Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Oh, I'm sure it'll look exactly like that when you're doing it.
Where he's, yeah, yeah, man.
I'm sure that's exactly what it's going to look like when you're working out.
Giant weights and, like, the sledgehammer on the tire shit.
Pushing the sled.
Yeah.
Doing the pull-ups with the weights attached to your legs. I'm sure that's exactly what it's going to look like when you work out.
In 1 year's time, I am going to be fucking Ben Affleck Batman.
Let's take a photo. Beefy. Let's take one of those. We'll take one of those mirror selfies. We can see the gains.
I've lost like 15 pounds recently, so I'm slimming down, and then I'm going to bulk up.
Okay. Let's talk about this, though. Let's unpack this.
Oh, no.
What did you eat for dinner? I saw what you ate. You ate a large order of French fries.
But do you know why I can do that? Because it's the only thing I've eaten today.
That's disgusting. I already told you, that's not even food. It's food adjacent.
I'm not proud of it.
Food adjacent.
I'm not.
You ate deep fried starch and you put ketchup on it. Ketchup has so much sugar, it might as well be jelly. You ate food adjacent. It isn't even real food.
We're throwing ketchup packets.
I know, it's not even real food. I cannot believe you do that.
I'm not proud of it.
It hurts
me.
But
I did it.
Okay. It hurts me. Do you see me judging you in dad over here?
I was watching you judge me in dad while I was over here.
I shouldn't make you eat a banana right now.
I don't even like bananas.
I have strawberries too.
I'm allergic to strawberries, fucko.
Better yet. What do they do? Do they make you like overly aggressive? Because I'd love to see that.
No, I wish. Are you kidding me? That would be cool. Eat a handful of strawberries and kick your ass in a bouncy castle. No, they just make me swell up and get hives and gets hard to breathe.
Swell up.
Yeah. Okay, so when I went to the dentist, the one here in town, not where I got my tooth removed, I had to get some fillings done. And they did mint rubbing, like numb cream on the side. And I guess they ran out. So they used a strawberry numbing cream.
Oh, no.
On the one front tooth that I needed to have taken care of.
Mm.
So, of course, that fucking half of my lip was swollen for an entire almost 48-hour period. Had hives all on the inside of it. It was really uncomfortable. But I couldn't do anything because that dentist was like, or the dentist had told me while they were doing it, like, yeah, this is going to be like my last week here and then I'm moving somewhere else. And I was like, cool, I can't even sue you or be mad about it. This is fine. Whatever.
Oh my God, that's horrible. Even that stuff, like the artificial strawberry flavor gets you.
Not the full artificial strawberry, like the Starburst jelly beans that are strawberry. Mm-hmm. Those are the best ones. And I can eat those, no problem. But if there's any trace of real strawberry, apparently, it will affect me like that. Because the fucking numbing gel was fine on all the other ones, but that one, I could tell that it was strawberry. And that was the only one that was noticeably in like having a reaction.
That's crazy. I got nothing else. What was that? Oh, that was about it. I was about to tell you a really stupid-ass story. I don't know if we have got time for this. We can put it for the blooper reel.
I feel like we've definitely got time, and also our topics aren't that long.
Dylan, have you ever heard of a solo flex?
What?
Okay, everybody like Google Solo Flex and then do a Google image for Solo Flex.
Oh, Jesus.
God, I love this story. It's a story from my childhood. Okay, so the Solo Flex is a resistance band muscle, like a workout machine, like a home muscle.
Wow, look at these ads, huh?
Yes. Okay, back in like the 90s, the Solo Flex was a thing. This is the Solo Flex. You see it? Is this what you're looking
yeah,
at?
Yeah, that's exactly okay. What I'm looking at.
So listen, we had like five channels. Remember, we grew up super poor.
That's true.
We had like five channels to watch, and one of them was TBS, and they would run the Solo Flex infomercial, 30 minutes long, on repeat, heavy repeat, all the time. And me and my older brother especially, we would watch this thing. We were like, oh my God, we have got to get a Solo Flex. And we begged my dad, I don't know how long, we wore him down for months. Dad, can we get a Solo Flex? Oh, we're going to do so many exercises. Look, Dad, we can do the bench press. We can turn it around. We can do the pull-ups. We can do the leg exercises. Oh, if you order right now, they throw in the butterfly attachment. We're going to do so many. We're going to get so swole. We're going to have so many gains.
Oh, boy.
Finally, my dad buys it. He just told me, I just asked him about this story last night. Apparently it cost $900, which is a lot of money now.
It's a lot of money, Jake.
But back in, let's say this was 1999.
Hey, that was when I was born.
That's even more money.
That's a lot of money. So much money, Jacob.
That is so much money for a Solo Flex. This motherfucking thing costs $2,000 right now. Okay? So that's probably, I mean, you know, when you think about it, inflation, that's about the same. We bought this Solo Flex, and of course, this is back in the day. It took like 2 months to finally get to us, right? So we get the whole thing, the Solo Flex, all the resistance bands and different weights. We get the pull-up bar. We got the leg extension. We got the butterfly extension, the whole motherfucking kit and caboodle. And we put that thing together, and we never used it
to exercise. Of course you didn't.
We never used it to exercise.
You poor little bastards.
Eventually, my mom would use it to hang up clothes. I know that other people, I mean, this is what happens when you buy, people buy Nordic Tracks, people buy Bowflexes, people buy, you know, treadmills, and they buy exercise bikes, and they buy all sorts of stuff, and it ends up being like a clothes hanger. But that's exactly what happened to the Solo Flex. We never used it. We never, ever. And then when we moved here from West Texas to New Braunfels, we actually brought the motherfucking Solo Flex with us. And it sat in the garage for years and unused. It was insane. It was so funny.
Did you eventually sell it at least? Or do you still have it?
My dad said, no, I wish I still had it. I'd use that fucking thing all the time now. Gains. But my dad gave it away. He gave it away to somebody.
Oh, of course.
Oh my God, the Solo Flex.
The Solo Flex.
I got to say that I'm proud that I have all this exercise equipment that's in this room right now, and I fucking use this shit all the time. So at least I do that.
Yeah,
and at least you use it. I'm going to use it even more because you and I are going 12 rounds. We got to buy ourselves a championship belt.
Ooh.
Oh, yes.
I wonder how much it is to get a custom one. Get like a two scared.
We're going
to
find out. Write that down.
I'm fucking looking it up
championship
right now.
Championship belt. Custom championship belt. Now we're just doing stream of consciousness. We need to stop and get on the topics. Custom
championship. Fully custom belts. Let's see. They're averaging around 150, 180.
Oh, we can totally do that.
We can swing that.
I've got money for that. Oh, God. Custom built championship belt. Oh, my God.
With the fucking Too Scared logo.
King of the Ring, baby.
King of the Ring.
I'm going to use a folding chair on you just so you just so you're aware.
If you don't, I'm going to be disappointed.
Don't be surprised when a folding chair gets. If somebody throws a folding chair into the bouncy house, it's all over. Taking the gloves off. We're going nuts on this thing. It's going to be so much fun. Jesus. Cannot wait.
Damn.
Oh, my God. Workout montage. First, man. Workout montage. I'm so ready. It's going to be so much fun. What are you doing now? Come on.
I'm looking up the Ben Affleck Batman workout.
Stop it. It's not a realistic workout.
Ben Affleck's muscle building Batman v Superman workouts. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. This man is a machine.
He really got himself swole for that movie.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, what's funny is that he filmed Gone Girl, directed by David Fincher, before, and then they came back for reshoots later, and Rosamund Pike was doing press for Gone Girl, and she was like, so when we first started the movie, they wanted Ben to look like a guy, you know, just like an everyday household guy, kind of schlubby with the dad bod.
Yeah.
And so that's how he was during the principal photography of Gone Girl. And then she goes, and then we came back for reshoots and we did the almost nude shower scene, and he had bulked up.
Yeah, he was a monster.
BVS, Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice. And she goes, he was like a monster. And I was like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man, that guy.
Enough. We're talking about a man's naked body. Let's move on.
But it's Ben Affleck Batman.
Oh, my God.
Look at him, man. God, he's a machine.
I remember. That's Batman as God intended.
That is the biblical Batman.
That is the biblical Batman. Hail Satan.
Hail fucking Satan,
man. All right, Dylan.
All right, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
What are we doing? Who's going first?
You're going to go first with the listener stories.
I'm going to go first with the listener stories.
Right.
All righty.
We've got listener stories, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, this is our listener story special.
Beep. Listener stories.
Listener stories.
Workout montage.
All righty. So we have finally been sent quite a few. I mean, we've been sent quite a few listener stories, but we finally have enough put together where we think we can make a pretty damn good episode. I'm going to start, then Jake is going to go, then I'm going to come back, and my second one is actually not going to be a listener story as much as it is my personal stories about some of the weird shit that I've seen.
There you go.
But I'm going to start with the story sent in from Austin Baker, so shout out to Austin Baker and his brother Michael. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And he wrote quite a bit, so this is going to be a pretty good one here. I'm just going to read exactly as he wrote it. It all started a few months after my dad died. He was cremated, and we had his ashes handed around to his family members that wanted him. A few months after he passed, I moved out of my friend's house, and I forgot my dad's ashes were there, and a few months later, he told me his dog ate them, but he saved as much as he could. Shortly after that, I started seeing shadow figures following me, and then they slowly progressed to look like my brother.
Ooh.
My dad and brother look identical, so I thought it was my brother. The first time...
I like this. I like where this is headed.
Me too. The first time, I didn't even see it. Someone else at work saw it, and he even told me he thought I saw your brother walking, and when I went to go turn to say hi, he disappeared. I told him to be quiet because our dad looks just like my brother. That same day, my brother went to the bathroom, and I saw what looked like him come around the corner, and went to go around the corner to scare him, and he was not there.
Oh my God, I love it.
That is when I realized it was my dad following me. Mm-hmm. There is more.
I love it.
Another time, me and my girlfriend were sitting in bed, and my brother was in the shower, and it looked as if he peeped around the corner to check on us, and I said his name, and... Michael, are you there? And he wasn't. He was still in the shower. 5 minutes later, he walked out of the shower, and my girlfriend looked like she'd just seen a ghost, and I told her because she did.
Yeah.
For a while, all I saw was just him walking around the aisles at work, and that was it. Can you imagine if the ghost of anybody followed you, not just in your house, but at work?
I know.
Like, you see a ghost walking around with you at work? What the fuck? Oh, my God.
Yeah, they'd be like, you know, like, you turn the corner and like, was your brother here? No, that's my dad. Isn't your dad passed away?
Yeah. Yes,
he is.
That's Pop.
That's just Pop. He's hanging out with us. Wow. I love it.
Dad, if you don't haunt me when you eventually pass, if you do, I'm going to be pretty disappointed. I'm not going to lie. That's what I want from you. If you can do that, please haunt me.
I give a lot of shit about my dad, but he'd be the most supportive ghost ever. He'd be like, I'm so proud of you.
Can you imagine how upset your dad would be if he was a ghost, though?
Oh, yeah. Jake, I love you so much. How are you doing? That's what he would do. I'm so proud of you.
Give you like a pat on the back. Yeah, but
he'd be upset. He'd be like, I'm supposed to be in the afterlife right now because that's what I signed up for.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you, Dad. You're here. I mean,
sorry, bud.
What are you going to do?
Sorry about it.
Guess we're just going to keep hanging out. You want to go watch a Western? You know? I'll turn on Netflix for you.
I'll leave the TV.
You can watch Westerns all night, but I have to go to work in the morning, so you can hang out.
Just keep it down some so they don't hear me on my Zoom calls.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, back to the story. Let's see. okay. So One day, my brother and this guy who has seen my dad were working in a truck, and I had my headphones in, and it sounded like my brother came up to me and said, "Hey." I turned around, and no one was there, and then the way the "hey" was said to me, I realized it was my dad, because it was said in a type of tone that means, "Hey, it's been a while, and I miss you." After that, all I have seen is just him walking through the corners of my eye here and there.
Oof.
Other times I have seen or had any kind of encounter, I was living at my aunt's house, and we were trying to talk to him, and we had no communication at all. I slept in the basement. All the lights were off. That's already a really good start, sleeping in the basement with the lights off. And I was trying to go to sleep, and I heard what sounded like my uncle's son walk in down the stairs. You can hear his footsteps slap on the concrete floor and stop right at the head of my bed. I shot up to look at him and ask what he's doing, and nothing was there. As soon as I got up, I heard the footsteps run to the back of the basement and disappear.
No, I'm not okay with that. Dad. Look, it's one thing to haunt me. I totally get that. You want to hang out? Let's hang out. But don't do the crazy, scary ghost shit. Why are you running?
Do not walk up to my bed and then make your footsteps patter to the back of the room and disappear. What the fuck?
Now I know you're just fucking with me. Honestly, like, it was all fun and game, but now you're just messing with me. Come on.
Honestly, though, Dad, please do that if you haunt me.
I was okay with everything until then.
Right up until that point. Oh my God.
You had me. It was all nice. And then I decided, nope, not for that. Not for me.
Let's see. Okay. And then he goes on and says, a lot of the time this happened with my aunt. One time I did a cleansing with her because of all the activity that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted the spirit or whatever it was to be out of the house. So she called up one of her buddies who knows how to do cleansing. And me and my uncle and my aunt and her all got together. And we did it. We used sage, salted the windows, and at the end we did a salt circle, and everybody got in the middle to talk to the spirit to tell him to leave. After we were done talking to him, my aunt's friend said goodbye, or said one final goodbye, and everybody in the circle heard a response of either the ghost saying yes or I guess. And after that, we've had no more experiences in that house. Another time in a different house, my aunt and my four cousins and my best friend were all together, and we decided we wanted to talk again and see what we could get to happen with the spirit. Of course you did. Oh, God. The spirit we were talking to was my aunt's dead ex-boyfriend who did not like my dad. So I used my dad to get the spirit out after a couple of good hours of sitting. We eventually had nothing until we heard my aunt scream, and she said, turn on all the lights. She felt something smack her in the butt, and she showed her daughter because she didn't want to show everybody else. And she said there was a mark on her butt, and that was all bruised. There was a mark on her butt that was all bruised. So after that, we all kept the lights on.
Yeah, no kidding.
Damn, son.
Damn.
Okay, let's see here. Another one I remember is years ago at a friend's house, and he said he wanted to see if there was anything he could get in their house because they were told that the house had spirits in it. Well, at first we were just looking up pictures and videos on YouTube. We were looking up videos of Michael Jackson's ghost experiences, and as we were doing that, the light flickered in the hallway on and off. My friends and I were the only ones home. He had a dog, and as soon as the lights flickered, the dog went up to the door and looked down the stairs. And the back of his hair stood up, and the dog backed up slowly. When the light stopped flickering, another friend quickly snapped a picture, and we saw an orb flying away from the lights.
Mm-hmm. Not okay with me.
The next day, my friend and his brother wanted to try to talk to whatever it was, and when they were all in the living room with his parents, his mom goes into the kitchen and yells, "Everybody come in here," and every single cabinet door and cupboard was open in the kitchen.
Ooh.
Poltergeist, motherfuckers. Yep.
Sixth Sense.
Oh, man. Oh, that reminds me. I recently rewatched The Last Shift. Fuck, that's a good movie.
Oh, my God. That's a good one.
And that scene when she's looking in the like room that has all the office chairs in it, and then she looks away and immediately looks back, and they're all stacked up in this perfect pile in like a split second. Fuck, that movie's so good, dude.
It is. It's a really good movie.
That movie rocks. If you guys haven't watched it, you should definitely check it out.
They build the suspense so good in that movie.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, so that was the last of the stories that he had sent to us. Some really good shit, though. Seeing your dad haunt you at work and talk to you, hearing the fucking footsteps come up to your bed and then run away in the corner, that is still my fucking favorite. Mm-hmm. All the cabinets getting flung open. God, I love that shit, man. So thank you. A huge, huge thank you and shout out to the Bakers. We really appreciate you guys' support and sending us the story. Great shit. Thank you so much.
It's good stuff, man.
Awesome, man.
Keep them coming. Keep the listener stories coming.
Hell yeah. I'm going to pass the mic to Jake.
All right, here we go. All right, so this is from my cousin Gerald. He says, so my experiences began when I was around the age of 11 or 12, back in the mid-late 90s. It was a Friday evening around 9 p.m., and I was in my room. I was being lazy and had my curtain open while I was watching TV. I saw something move out of the corner of my eye. But as all the shadow beings are, it disappeared when I looked straight at it. I paid no attention and went back to watching TV. Again, I saw movement this time, and I slowly looked and saw the shadow of a person wearing a brimmed hat being reflected off of our porch and the porch light onto the back of my grandparents' house.
Okay.
This person seemed to be walking around on our porch and up and down the porch stairs. I called my dad to my room and had him look out, and he saw the shadow of the person and ran to his room and grabbed his gun. And also handed me one. Nice.
Hell yeah.
I can tell I'm related to these guys. These guys are not fucking around.
No.
He asked if it was still there, and I said yes. And his dad went to the door. The shadow went down the stairs and disappeared. I ran to meet with my dad, and we went outside armed with flashlights and guns. When we got outside, there was an eerie quiet in the yard. No sound at all. We walked the whole property together and stopping and listening for movement. We would hear rustle in the grass and leaves and would turn to look, but nothing else would be there. Every so often, we would see a blacker than black object on the side of the storage buildings and on the dark side of our trailer. We split up and each took a side of our house as we had seen the shadow person moving on the dark side of the house. Our plan was to corner the person, but as we got to the end of the trailer, we were only met by each other. We both felt uneasy and went back to the porch. As we both got on the porch and Dad opened the door, crickets, frogs, and all the nightlife came back to life.
Love
after,
that.
Yeah, it's crazy. After this experience, we really didn't mention it, but we did cover the window on the door so we couldn't see out and nothing could see in. For about a month after this incident, we would constantly hear movement on the porch, even after the gate was closed and locked. When we would investigate, nothing would be moved and the gate would be closed. Other incidences include hearing footsteps inside the house, most notably between my mom and my brother's rooms. The footsteps seemed to come from the bathroom, then stop in the area between our rooms, and I would feel like someone was staring into my room. Other times we would hear the footsteps and then things being moved around in the living room. Even the dishes in the dish drainer were prone to just suddenly shift as though someone was getting a dish or a pan from the bottom of the stack.
Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm. I felt as if by seeing this shadow man, I had unintentionally invited him inside. So towards the end of this particular month, I prayed all that I could, and as quickly as it began, it stopped. I still felt uneasy afterwards, and when night fell, I made sure my curtains were closed, and I prayed and read my Bible religiously. As far as I know, the shadow man never came back to bother us. But this is definitely an entity, and I never want to cross paths with it again.
That is fucking crazy.
I know, right?
All the, like, the complete silence outside, and yes, then suddenly all the fucking nightlife comes back.
Mm-hmm. When it appeared, it just came back.
Oh, shit, man. That's cool as fuck.
Yeah, I'm digging it. Thanks, Gerald.
Hell yeah.
Love those stories.
Thank you. Was that the end of that one?
That's the end.
All right.
Go next.
So we're going to go ahead and take a quick break real quick, and then we'll come back with the final two stories.
Good idea.
We're back. Hello.
Boom, boom, boom. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we have returned. We've taken our quick little break, and now we are back to bring you the rest of our listener story special. I'm going to go ahead and kick it off now with my part two, which, as I had mentioned, was not a listener story so much as it is just my weird experiences.
Mm-hmm. Because you're a weird guy.
I am an odd duck. So for those who are unfamiliar, you know, I have not had a whole lot of paranormal experiences, unfortunately. But I did talk about the Jefferson Hotel in a previous episode, so I'm not going to cover that in this one. But I have had a couple mild, weird experiences. But the main thing that I want to talk about is on occasion, I have what I just refer to as hallucinations. Could be seeing spooky shit. Could be ghosts. Mm-hmm. Could just be my brain being fucky. I don't really know. But I'm going to get into that aspect of what my life is like. So it's been happening actually for a couple years now. But for the most part, it's mostly shadow figures. And then I hear things that aren't there. So it started with just like the occasional, I mean, even back when I was still living with my mom and my stepdad, where I would, you know, be in a quiet room and it would sound like, I distinctly remember, it would sound like muffled big band music or like old timey music played in a, you know, a room somewhere far off where you can just kind of hear like the melody to it. But you can't actually make out any words or like definitive notes. But I would hear that pretty constantly at school, at work, just sitting in my room. It was pretty common, and I thought it may be some kind of weird tinnitus or something. But eventually it started progressing to where it wasn't just the music. I was actually hearing like the crowd sounds. I could hear footsteps and like the sound of like a general crowd where you get like the sounds of people talking, but you can't quite hear what it is. And they were like footsteps and movement and the occasional laughter. And I would hear that just like at random times all over the place. It was really weird.
Jesus Christ.
But I'm pretty sure that was the start of it. That's like the first thing that I remember in regards to that. But that continued, you know, I mean, it's still going on. I still hear that every now and then. But it then progressed into me hearing certain words. Like I would hear my name being called in all kinds of places. Like in my room, it sounded like somebody behind me was saying my name when I know that I'm alone in my fucking room. I've heard it in like grocery stores. So I thought that somebody I knew recognized me and was like calling out to me. And I would like stop and turn and look around. Nobody was looking at me. I've heard it from far away. I've heard it real up close to me. It's a really weird mix of shit. I've heard, you know, just different phrases or like words that I couldn't quite understand, but it was definitely like a person's voice near me. Oh, man. But the worst one I think of, or the worst ones of hearing things I had were, as I mentioned, in Jefferson. The Jefferson Hotel was set up with a long hallway, and then me and my friend Cade were on one end, and everybody else who was with us was at the very other end of that hallway. And we were going down the stairs, and I heard very distinctively the voice of his girlfriend Grace, another one of my friends, right behind me, like she was saying something into my ear, like she had run up to try to scare me. Oh, and I turned around, and she was not there, and she couldn't be hiding behind anything because there were no big decorations in this hallway. Mm-hmm. It was an empty hallway, but it was distinctly her voice saying my name right in my ear. That one was pretty weird. But the other ones, now, Jake, you probably remember this. Remember that UFO thing, that UFO convention that we did like 2 years ago?
Yeah.
So on the trip back from that, when I was driving alone in my car, I heard, it was just me in the car, and I heard from behind me, Annabelle's voice say, "See me." Like she was sitting in the back seat and leaned forward, and it was very clearly her voice specifically, and the words, "See me."
Oh, wow.
And I was like, what the fuck? And I was on 35, so I can't just like stop, but I did like a quick glance behind me. Of course, there's nothing there. Annabelle didn't go with us to that.
That's crazy.
But it was so distinctly Annabelle's voice. And that was probably one of the clearest ones I've ever heard. And on that same drive home, I heard the creepiest shit. This is the top tier one for hearing things, okay? I was driving down 35. It was pretty late at night. I didn't feel a bump or anything, but I heard the sound of a bang on my passenger side door, and then I heard a human screaming and like slapping their hand against my passenger side door. I remember
you telling me that.
Yeah, this is the one that freaked me out the most. I swear to God, it sounded like I hit a human and they were caught on my truck, slamming their hand against the side of my door as loud and as hard as they could, and just screaming bloody murder. That one, I went ahead and just pulled off like onto the shoulder, and I got out and checked because it sounded like I fucking killed somebody. And I looked, no scratches, no dents. The dust on the side of my passenger side door had not been disturbed at all. There were no marks, nothing. There was nothing on the road, but it was very clearly a human man screaming and slapping against my car door. That one is my favorite one to tell of the of me hearing shit. God. Yeah, that one was wild. And that was the same car ride where I heard Annabelle's voice. And I was coming home from a paranormal and UFO convention. And I was fuck you, ghosts. Fuck you guys. But let's see. What are some of the other ones? So, like I said, I've seen a lot of figures, too. And the seeing things one is where shit starts getting a little bit funky. So the seeing stuff had started pretty mildly. It was stuff that I could like pass off as, oh, it was just seeing something weird, you know, like driving late at night and seeing like a humanoid figure off in the distance, you know, or like near the road. I didn't pay much attention to those, but the kicking point for that, or the turning point for that one, was when me and Grace were driving to San Marcos, and it was like middle of the day. The sun was bright, and we were going up this hill, and I saw a shadow person on the side of the road. It was a bright day. I should have been able to see if it was a real person, but it was a full black shadow, like a silhouette of a human being standing in the grass and then walking through the grass out into the middle of the road, and then he stopped right in front of where my, like, in front of my lane, right in the middle of it, and then he was just gone.
I remember you telling me that. That's so wild.
And that was the first time that something had happened to me with somebody in the car with me, or in the truck with me. Grace didn't see anything, but she, like, she saw me hit the brakes, you know, and she felt me hit the brakes and go like, what the fuck? And then it was just gone. She was like, are you okay? Did you, like, what the fuck happened? And I was like, there was a person. I don't know how to explain this to you without making it sound like I'm going crazy while I'm driving us to another city right now, but there was a human being that just walked out into the middle of the road and fucking vanished.
Oh, wow.
But that was the point where things started getting a little bit weirder. It's like they needed to do one in the daytime to be like, hey, yeah, we're real. And now it's going to get fucking wild.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So I've seen a couple different shadow figures, never like in my home, but I see them usually like when I'm driving. They'll be like standing off on the side somewhere watching me, or they'll be like moving through grass or in between trees.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen a couple of them when I'm walking around places, like off in the distance, or sometimes like I'll catch just a quick glimpse of something from, you know, in a store or outside or something, and it turns out there's nothing there. But the real weird ones are, there was, let's see, the first one that wasn't human, it was when I was driving home from somewhere, and I was making this turn on this, like, long, curvy road, and as I was making part of this turn, I saw what looked like a gigantic bird in the middle of the road, and it had two broken wings that it was trying to, like, still trying to flap, so I could see like the bends and the snaps in the wing, and it was like twitching upwards, both of them, and it kept like bobbing its head up and back and like opening its beak like it was screaming. It was just this gigantic bird with two broken wings laying in the middle of the road screaming at me, like looking up and like trying to fly away and move, and it was just this giant like mess of feathers and like bone and meat and shit, and it was still like a shadow figure, so I didn't see like you know, blood or anything off of it, but I could just tell what it was, and it had this weird kind of shimmery quality to it. It fucking shook me. Like, I stopped my truck and I was looking, you're trying to look for it, but by the time I had stopped and looked, it was gone.
Oh man, I'm not okay with this.
Yeah. There was another one recently which you might remember. I think I might have mentioned it when we had started recording in season 2. I had driven up here, and then I saw, because the way Jake's neighborhood is set is basically one long street for the first half of it with trees and houses on either side. I saw coming from out of the trees between two houses a what looked like at first a massive deer. If you've ever seen The Ritual, it looked like the monster from The Ritual. It looked like a gigantic deer with like weirdly thick arms and legs, these massive antlers, and what looked like human arms coming out of the face. It slowly walked out of the trees between these two houses, then it stopped like 3 feet from the curb, and then just turned its head to look at me as I drove by. And when I got there, like up to the point where it was at, it was just starting to like fade away. But I had clearly seen it like walk out from the trees and between these houses, and then it stopped so it could stare, and its head was moving and watching me as I was driving up until this certain point, and then it just vanished.
You saw a not deer.
I saw a not deer that was also a shadow figure.
Oh my god.
And it was fucking gone. So I have seen and heard some weird shit in my time. I've never had like a shadow figure come up to my bed while I'm sleeping. You know, I've never had sleep paralysis, but I have seen some interesting shit. But my favorite ones are the ride home from the UFO thing, the broken screaming bird, and then the fucking ritual monster, the not deer.
I'm not cool with that.
Yeah, those have all happened to me within the span of, I'll say, 4 or 5 years. There's a lot that have happened, but none of them have been quite as impactful as those couple that I've mentioned. But I constantly hear people talking behind me or near me that aren't there. I've heard people call my name. I've seen, like, small shadow figures. Most of it I can just kind of brush off, you know, as, oh, well, I'm in public, I'm just hearing things. Or, you know, oh, maybe it's a phone playing something somewhere. But every now and then, I get the fucking giant bird in agony that is screaming at me, and I'm like, oh, I can't blame that on anything else.
Oh my god.
Jesus. Yeah, so that's some of the weird shit that I have seen. There's another interesting personal story for you. I hope you enjoyed that.
That's a lot of fun. Thank you for telling me that you saw a not deer in my neighborhood. You know what's funny is that the night that you did the not deer topic, we had pizza, and I was taking the pizza box outside to go to take it to the trash. And I walked out my front door, and I look into my yard, and there was a regular deer.
Yeah.
In the front yard, and I looked up at it, and I said to myself, "Of course there is."
Of course
there is. And I looked at it, and it looked at me, and I slapped the pizza box against the side of my house, and it ran away. And I was like, of course there's going to be a deer outside right now. Of course.
And then it stood on its back legs, and it ran away from you like that, like a bipedal man.
Oh, no. I'm not okay with that.
After it looked at you with its 12 eyes.
Nope. I'm not doing that.
That's amazing.
Stupid deer.
I fucking hate deer, man.
Oh, they're the worst. For so many reasons. All right. I got another listener story. This is from Katie. She says, I have thought long and hard about what to send in, being that I am from Montana and sadly lived here all my life. I have so many stories. Yes. I am a sensitive and have dealt with paranormal all my life. I'm taking a page from Jake, and I'm starting with Goodall's origin story. I lived in the same house from the time I was born to when I turned 26. My parents still live in the house. Growing up, I was always terrified of the basement. Our house was one of those that the previous owners made the downstairs into an apartment, so it had a complete kitchen, living room, 2 bedrooms, and a bathroom. I was so scared of whatever was downstairs that when my cousin came to live with us, I told her that there was only an upstairs bathroom. She was older than me, so I don't know why she listened to me. As I got older, the spirit didn't seem as mean. I would begin to have dreams about her. She was always showing herself as a bright light. Turns out, previous owner converted the basement into a mother-in-law apartment. She never gets aggressive, but she does make odd sounds. Ooh. There were times we would hear glass breaking. The only physical contact we ever got was the feeling of someone sitting on our bed or holding our hands.
Oh, I don't care for that.
I don't care for that either. Our parents never experienced any of these and didn't believe us. Now that my parents have been remodeling the house, they see her. It's not a scary ghost story, and she is much nicer than the ghosts on my current land, but it's kind of creepy, sweet story. And she says, if you want to hear any scary stories or crazy murders from my state, let me know. Oh my god, Katie, please.
Yes, please send us all of
the stories. Yes.
Oh, that is amazing.
Katie is the one of our listeners who one time I was talking to her, and she lived in that same town that was close to where the Unabomber had his cabin.
Oh, shit, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so she knows about him. We were talking about that. The Unabomber's so crazy. We'll do it. We'll do a topic on him. But I was watching a Netflix documentary about him, and they were he kept a journal that was coded, and once they found the cipher, he would talk about all kinds of crazy stuff. He was stalking and wanted to kill the closest neighbors who lived next to him because they had a sawmill on their property, and he hated the sound and he hated the noise and all the industry that they were going through. And he would wait out in the He would wait out in the forest and just watch them and you know, talk about how he wanted to shoot them and he wanted to kill them.
So wow, that's horrifying. Fuck, yeah, man.
He's crazy.
His name was Ted Kaczynski, right?
Ted Kaczynski.
Yeah, that's what
Theodore Kaczynski. Dr. Theodore Kaczynski.
Dr. Theodore Kaczynski. Yeah, I've heard still some alive. Interesting facts about, like, you know, Ted Kaczynski. One of them was that he wanted to avoid detection so much he made his own super glue.
He did. He made his own glue out of deer hooves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, he just went to these ridiculous lengths to not get caught.
Yeah.
And still got caught.
He would go to bus station bathrooms, because he lived out in the middle of the sticks. He would build a couple of bombs, then he would take a bus to different cities and then mail them off in different places to avoid detection. But he would go to these bus stops and he would collect hair and trash DNA and add them to his bombs so that there would be leftover red herring forensic evidence.
God, that, I will say, obviously very horrible what the man has done. Not idolizing or, you know, romanticizing anything, but... dude was fucking smart. He had some fucking creative ways of avoiding detection and the crazy lengths that he would go to. I would definitely like to do a whole Unabomber episode.
Yeah, there would be a so lot much to break there that down. We'd have to split the episode.
Oh yeah, for
do
sure.
Do the research, split the episode, and just both of us talk about him.
Or maybe do like a part one and part two. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that would be cool. Unabomber's fucking crazy. That story fucking crazy. I do enjoy hearing about violent ghosts, but I'm also very thankful for the people who get non-violent ghosts. Oh, you know, yeah. It's much easier to live with the ghost of a creepy old lady who occasionally breaks a glass and, like, holds your hand, which is still horrifying, yeah, but not quite as bad.
It's a lovely grandma. She just wants to know that she's there and she supports you.
Just hanging out, maybe petting the cats or, loving you know, watching TV. Mm-hmm. Likes Jeopardy.
She likes your Jeopardy. She watches the Golden Girls.
Yeah. You know? Sounds kind of like you.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Do you think the grandma ghost would like Virgin River?
I'm sure that the grandma ghost would love Virgin River as much as I love Virgin River. I already told you, don't talk bad about it.
I could tell, like, right before I said it, you, like, cocked your head and you gave me that look of, listen here, you little motherfucker.
Listen here, you little shit. Don't you ever talk bad about my favorite show. God. I love it.
I've not watched it. I don't know anything about it.
The heroine has that girl next door look that I love.
Oh, God, it's your type.
It is. I have a type. Can't help it. Tried to date outside my type. Can't draw it. Can't do it.
Didn't work. You've got your target audience, and you know what? It's what works.
Some people are immune to my charisma, but those girls next door, they eat it up. I roll a natural 20 with those girls.
Nat 20 on it, man.
That's right.
Oh, there's something I wanted to, is unrelated to anything.
But that's okay, because that's our podcast.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's it. But, I mean, that was the end of the story, right?
Yeah, that's
okay.
It.
Okay, cool. So I have been on Tinder for a good long while now, because I am not the kind to go out to bars and clubs really anyway, but especially not right now. And it do be kind of hard to find love in this pandemic world we live in, you know?
It's hard out here on these streets.
It's hard out here on these streets. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But I have been on Tinder for a good long while. I still use it, but one of my friends recommended that I try OkCupid. I downloaded that, you know, a couple months ago and didn't really care for it, so I deleted it. But I thought, you know what, whatever, I'll just try it again. So I re-download OkCupid. I saw in the time that I have been away, there are now 4 likes on my profile. So I was like, oh, hell yeah, let's see who has liked me. Maybe I'll get a match. Maybe I'll find some love. Maybe make some cool friends. We'll see what's up. And in order to see who likes you, you have to pay for like a premium thing, which is not uncommon amongst dating apps. But OkCupid wants you to pay $45 for 1 month, or you can sign up for a plan where every 6 months you have to pay $25. What the fuck is that?
Admiral Akbar and I want you to know that it's a trap.
Yeah. No, I'm not paying that money. I wouldn't pay that money if I was rich, because that's fucking ridiculous. I'm not going to give you $45. What the fuck? Yeah, so needless to say, I am not going to be using OkCupid anymore.
No.
Because I think it's fucking stupid. And you get, like, it's something like 10 likes a day or some shit. It's fucking ridiculous, because they just want you to pay as much money as they can get out of you. Mm-hmm. Fucking ridiculous. Anyway, yeah, so that's my love life update, because I know every now and then we do those. Haven't forgotten about it. It's just not exciting anymore. It's just kind of sad.
Yeah, if I get some entertaining stories, I'll get in there, but nothing exciting has happened.
But, you know, hey, listeners, if there's any attractive goth girls out there, maybe let me know. I'm a nice dude. We say Hail Satan a lot, but I'm a good fella, I think.
Mm-hmm. We have good intentions.
I'm a good noodle. I can cook.
We're moving towards the Satanic Temple.
Yeah, we're good dudes. But yeah, anyway, there was that. It was just an exorbitant amount of money, and I was so caught off guard. I was like, I have to be misreading that or something. So I closed it, and I reopened it, and I looked again. Nope, $44.99 for 1 month. Fucking ridiculous.
That's bullshit. It's a trap.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
Well, anyway, that was my quick little update. But that's it for the listener stories.
Yeah.
Awesome, man.
All right.
Good stuff. Thank you to all the listeners who have sent stuff in. We really appreciate all of you guys participating, sending us some cool stuff. If anybody else has stories that they would like us to read, probably in a little bit better formatted way. This is kind of our first episode where we're kind of making it up as we go along.
We can do it better next time. We were going off the cuff.
Yeah. But if you guys have any stories that you would like us to read, please send them to us. You can DM us on Instagram or TikTok. You can email us. You can reach out to us pretty much any way that you can think of.
Yeah. TooScaredPodcast@gmail.com.
Ketchup.
That's your ketchup.
Thank you. Yeah, and we have, let's see, we have a Patreon now. We do have one thing up, and hopefully some more things coming up pretty soon by the time you hear this. We also have a new piece of merchandise on our Redbubble.
That's right.
I made our McDonald Triad shirt, and I gotta be honest, I really like it.
It looks good.
I just bought this WKRX shirt. I think I might buy a McDonald Triad shirt. Mm-hmm. I really actually like it a lot. You guys can check that out if you look at Too Scared Podcast on Redbubble. We have two variants of our WKRX shirt. We've got our original logo and now the McDonald Triad. I'm very, very happy with it. I like it a lot, actually.
Looks really good.
Thank you. But that's it. If you guys want to support us, you can. Thank you to everybody who is currently listening or will listen soon. Let us know if you like the show.
Right.
And let people know that you like the show.
The goal is double the episodes, double the listeners.
And we're getting there. We're making some progress. I will say, for those of you that saw our Instagram Live or our Instagram TV video where I was talking to you like a disappointed dad, we did actually bump the numbers up pretty well for the last couple episodes. Our most recent one, which was just posted as of right now, 3 days ago, has 130 plays, which is not bad. But they've been climbing back up towards the 200 to 300 range. But I would still love to see if we could get more people on that. It would make me happy. Absolutely. I would appreciate it. It would make Jake happy. He's an old man. He needs his happiness where he can find it.
You need my happiness before I shut out.
He's seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. He and I both are in our twilight years now.
I'm not.
I'm in my prime.
I just watched Tombstone. Okay, I got it in my head.
Nice. I love Tombstone.
You can't ever watch that movie enough.
Absolutely. Well, anyway, that's my spiel. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate you, and I love you all.
That's right. Okay, so from Dylan, my co-host, my name is Jake, and we hope we've left you too scared to sleep.